Welcome to the Diary of a Sales Expert podcast. My name's James White, and I'm on a mission to help business owners and sales professionals all over the world get incredible sales results. So thanks for listening, and let's get started.
Welcome back to the podcast. So this week, I am going to be talking around the word golf. Now, that may mean my viewing numbers drop off a cliff straight away, because if anyone listens and goes, oh, what a boring subject, I don't want to talk about golf and people hitting a white ball around or a yellow ball around the field, then maybe this podcast isn't for you. But before you press delete and get rid of me out of your ears, just maybe let me share a couple of reasons as to why I'm going to share. There are five key reasons why I think sales and winning business is like golf. And I'm not going to go into too much detail around golf itself. I'm not going to make this a boring golf podcast, if that's what you're thinking, although I love golf as itself. But I'm going to share with these five things that I think you will pick up and think, yeah, okay, I can understand his points as a method of linking the two together. And so give me your ears for a few more minutes and I'll make it worth your while. So golf, sales. Firstly, as you know, I love sales and selling. It's what I love doing. Getting inside the mind of the buyer and becoming successful and winning business is what we all love. And when we be successful at that, it makes us feel good. It makes us have better relationships with our family. And the reason that that's very similar to golf is when, and not just golf, but it can be any sport you play or any hobby you play. When you do a hobby and you do something really well, you feel good as a result of it. So the reason I think there are so many connections between sport and our business lives is because of the outcome that it gives us at the end of it, that feeling of satisfaction, that feeling of achievement. But I'm a very average golfer. If you listen to this or watching this, I play off a handicap of 10. So some people might say, oh, that's not bad, and it isn't bad. Some people would say, well, that's okay. The better people, they're better. There are lots of people that are better. There are lots of people that are worse than me. I'm an average everyday golfer. I love it. It's a good walk. Gets me out in the fresh air. And it's one of these things that I love to do when I can actually put my phone away and not look at stuff, and I can focus on trying to become a decent golfer. But there are a number of things that I think that golf, and if you've ever tried golf, maybe some people have tried crazy golf or they've tried going down the driving range. There's definitely a skill to it and an art to it. And when you see some people, and there are some incredible ladies and men around the world that can just do some incredible things with golf, it does make me think, wow, how do they make that happen? So I want to share with you the five things that I think make golf very similar to sales. And as I say, these are things that I think you can then pick up. And whether, if you don't like the word golf, put the word tennis in there. You could probably put tennis in there. If you even think about crown green bowls, I even enjoyed crown green bowls, darts, snooker. I don't know. You could probably put any sport into this list. I put golf because it's the one that I love, but you can put anyone in. And how they're similar to sales and being in business. So the first one is technique. So as a golfer, if your technique is poor, if as a tennis player, as a piano player, whatever it is that you're doing, if your technique is poor, the chances are you're going to not be able to repeat that technique on a regular basis, or it's going to lead to inconsistent results. And sales is no different. If you don't have a technique, if you don't have a method in which to go about approaching a potential conversation with a buyer or a potential, you know, potential client to work with, and don't have a technique and a method to follow, then you are going to probably struggle. And most people, you know, when they're in sales conversations, it's one of the reasons I get a lot of people inquire about what I do and services that we have, because people go, I'm not sure how to do it. What should I do? How shall I approach this? What technique should I use? How should I ask this and do this? And technique is critical in sales, as it is in golf, as it is in most sports. You've got to be able to have a technique that teaches you the right and the wrong way to do things. And when you approach that technique in the right way, you get a better chance of getting the result because you do it on a consistent basis. So my first point is this: your technique is critical in any sport, in any hobby, anything you do. You have to have that strong technique, and without that, you may can teach yourself and create your own technique and be very unique. You know, the Fosbury flop in the high jump. If you were listening to this 30 years ago in the high jump, before Dick Fosbury came along and created his own method to overcome the high jump, then you would have just done it the high jump in a normal way. But he created the Fosbury flop, and suddenly that was the new technique. So maybe you are one of these people that can create your own technique, and that's great if you can to get the results. But invariably, most of us have to look at techniques from other people to then work out how to be successful and to do what we need to do. So my first point around why golf and sales are similar is technique. You need a good technique to be successful. The best golfers that I watch have just beautiful swings. Their technique is solid. They know exactly how they're going to take their swing backwards to be able to stand the best chance of hitting that little mini golf ball as far as they can do. So to me, technique is critical. Point number two on why sales is like golf: practice. Now, you might have watched two of my videos or seen my podcast in the past where I've shared with you some stories around events and things that I've tried to do in a golfing basis. And I've, with some friends, won a few things and mini competitions, but I don't win enough golf competitions enough all the time. And the reason mainly is because I don't practice enough. And I'm going to try and hopefully change that for 2024. I keep saying it every year, I'll put some time aside to practice, but other things always come up and I never do it. And guess what? That's why my game doesn't improve that much. It's why I've stayed around the 10, 9, 10 handicap range for a long period of time. And sales is no different. Sales is not going to be something you're going to become an expert in straight away. Unless you get your technique and then be able to learn to practice and practice to implement that technique, you're not going to be able to get better. So sales is no different to golf in that respect. So my question to you is, how are you practicing your sales questions? How are you practicing your technique? How are you practicing? And people say, well, I'm not sure how. Go and find a work colleague that's in the same position as you and say to yourselves, can we have 15 minutes each where we do a bit of practice with each other, a bit of role play? That word role play, everyone goes, oh, I don't like role play. But that word role play, where you practice a different scenario with a potential difficult customer or an interesting scenario and see what reaction you get. Practice learning how to take the technique that you've learned, maybe from me or other sales trainers or educators, and then implement that technique. Practice. If you don't practice, you are not going to get better. And it's the same for my golf game. It's the same for your sales game. I practice my sales technique. I try and improve on a regular basis. I spend more time in practicing my sales technique than I do my golf technique. And that's probably the reason why I'm an average golfer. But if you want to get better, if you want to improve, don't, no matter how old you think you are, don't just think you've got it. You know, Tiger Woods is the world's greatest ever golfer. He's won more tournaments than ever. You know, he's a billionaire, recognized the world over by billions of people, still has a coach right now, still looking to improve, still believes he can improve his game, still practices every single day. So if Tiger Woods can do it, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, there you go, Novak, if you're into tennis, Novak Djokovic, won more Grand Slams than anyone else, still has a coach, still practices, still improves. The same applies to sales. If you don't want to practice, you ain't going to improve. Point number three is this: perseverance. The thing about golf, and the thing I've learned about golf, and there's a great friend of mine, Pete Trigo, he says, you know, some days you're the dog, some days you're the lamppost. And the reality is that is the case. But most people give up too soon, especially when it comes down to sales and especially when it comes down to new hobbies like golf. They try it for a while and they don't do very well. They've learned some technique and they do a bit of practice and then they go, oh, it's not working, and they give up. And if I had a pound for the amount of people that say, oh, I'm not very good at sales, I tried it and I wasn't very good, it's like, well, have you thought about perseverance? Have you thought about continuing to do that on a regular basis? Have you thought about, you know, making sure that you share your, you know, your share your story and what you're doing, but continue to chip away at it? You know, most business gurus that you talk to, and there are people ask them, how do you achieve results? What's the way to achieve results? I did some videos on this recently with a couple of professional sports people I work with, and they said the way to improve results is not focus on the outcome, not focused on the success of doing something, but the journey, the process, to continue to persevere, to continue to practice, to continue to chip away at it day after day, or month after week, month after month. And it's the same applies when it comes to sales and business. If you decide that you want success straight away within a couple of weeks' time, and if you're not going to get it, you're not going to do it, then fine. But the chances are you're then not going to win the business you need to stay alive and pay your bills and do all the things you want to. And then people go, oh, well, I don't want to run a business anymore. It's like, we need to persevere. Just with any hobby, you need to persevere. Of course, I'm not saying you should, you know, persevere forever, you know, for years and years and years. But there's a great story that I share with people about it, talking linked to golf, around perseverance. And perseverance is a skill that we have to apply. And most people want to give up too easy. They want to stop when they get a no. there was a guy called Mark Johnson who was a postman actually in the Midlands, and he tweeted a golfer called Sergio Garcia, and he tweeted Sergio Garcia, could he be his caddy for a golf tournament? And Sergio Garcia, of course, has got loads of fans on social media and ignored this tweet. Just, of course, just didn't even take it, notes. He gets hundreds of people and tweet him every day. Anyway, this guy, Mark, persevered and tweeted Sergio Garcia, I think it was 226 days in a row. So 226 days in a row, he tweeted and said, hi, Sergio, can I be your caddy at an event? And on the 227th day, Sergio was like, okay, you can become my caddy. And he caddied for him in a Pro-Am at an event. So he achieved his dream by perseverance. So as with golf, as for me to achieve the dreams that I want to and the goals that I want to and what I've got to persevere, it's the same within sales and business. We've got to persevere. If we want to achieve our business plans, we've got to keep on giving, doing the work. And that means committing to doing something maybe every single week, every single day ideally, rather than giving up at the point where we think, oh, I've tried something for a couple of weeks and it didn't work. I was talking to Darren, my editor of my podcast, about podcasts, right? I think we're on, as I say, I think it's like episode 50-odd. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue to do this podcast until I'm in a box or until someone bans me from doing a podcast. I hope that's not the case. But the point being is, because it's my way of being able to hopefully inspire and help people to achieve the results they want. My mission is to help you achieve incredible sales results so you can spend the most incredible time with your loved ones and family. That's my big mission. So I'm not going to stop doing that. If I can share insights and ideas and stories that can help you, I will continue to do that. Whatever it does and however it, results is, that's what I focus on doing. So I guess my question to you is, you've got to persevere to get the results that you want. So the fourth point around sales is, and like golf, is a point around being bold. And there are times when I play golf and I look back at some of the, and there's a video on my YouTube channel which we'll share actually, and there's a picture of Tiger Woods, one of the greatest ever golfers, when he was up against this really difficult situation, and it was a bit like a shit or bust situation, apologies for the language, but it was a bit of one of those situations where he was either going to fail or he was going to succeed. And in the end, he decided to go for the bold approach. And was that old saying, fortune favours the brave? And sometimes in golf, whereas the safe option is a good option, and most of the time we need to do that, there are times when you just need to be bold and just to say, no, I'm going to try this, I'm going to do this. And sales is no different. If we always take the safe route, if we always take the safe approach, if we always never want to ask that question around, what would it take to work for us to work together, or, how would it feel to put your trust in me and work with us, or, can we get a deal done and move forward? If you don't take that bold step sometimes and ask for the sale, then you're always going to be dancing along and never knowing what's going to happen and whether you're going to get the result you want. So as with golf, there are times where we need to take it easy and the right approach, but there are also times where we need to be bold. We need to be upfront and to go, right, in order to achieve what I want to, I've got to take a step that may end up in a risk. But in a sales situation, if you've been having a conversation with someone for 3 or 4 months and it's not happening, maybe you're just going to be bold and try and move that forward. It might mean you lose the opportunity, but were you ever going to win it anyway? Not sure. So sometimes being bold, taking calculated risks at the right time is what sales success is about. And it's certainly the case in golf. We've got to be able to be bold. And how do we know? How do we increase our chances of that bold decision being successful? Well, guess what? It's through our good technique, through our practice, and through persevering in tough times. So even though you might have made a bold decision in the past, it didn't work out, persevere, continue to have that belief and confidence in yourself to do another bold decision, another bold decision, and eventually those ones start to pay off. And then my fifth and final point, and is to be honest, is, as I mentioned to you, Tiger Woods has a coach. Novak Djokovic has a coach. The best business people in the world have coaches and mentors. They learn from people underneath them and around them, and from those that have had successes and failures, and they're prepared to invest in those elements. They're prepared to invest in a coach because they say, well, actually, I want to get to this point, and how can I get there? Well, the best way of getting there is to bring some expertise on board that can help me shortcut the process. I always talk to people a lot about Alexander Seri, who is a good friend of mine. I'm involved with Alex's business from the start. Years ago, when he wanted to build someone as a mentor, his view was like, I'm going to invest in mentors that can help me get to where I want to get to quicker. And he's invested in property mentoring, he's invested in business mentoring with people like myself and other people to actually get where he wants to get to. And the reality is, my question to you is, whenever you're listening to this, is how are you going to achieve your goals and dreams and plans or solve problems without investing in resource and technique and expertise. And some people will say, no, I'll find a way around it. I'll sort it out eventually. And that's fine. It might take you a little while. But others will go, no, actually, I'm going to bring some expertise in. And a couple of months back, I was having some problems in my golf game. And, you know, my game wasn't as where I wanted it to be. What did I do? I went back and invested in a teacher, a lady called Nicola, based near where I live in Somerset, who gave me some simple lessons. And by literally looking at me on my golf swing, she literally was able to go, oh my goodness me, I can see why you're failing at certain, why things are going wrong. And I hadn't seen it. I couldn't see it. But that expert was able to look quite clearly and go, there's your problem. And guess what? By applying that technique and the change that she suggested in technique and by doing a bit of practice, I fixed the issue and I'm now playing a bit better golf. Not totally as well as I'd like to be, but better than it was. So my question to you is, what are you going to do to achieve the goals? If you're failing at sales opportunities, are you going to carry on failing or do you want to invest in a mentor or a coach or someone's going to help you? And by the way, this is an advert for my services. If you want to have a chat, of course, I'll have a chat to you about what I do. But invest in someone, whoever it is, that can help you grow and develop and build your business. That's the most important thing. Investing in hire experts to bring in that you can learn from, that you can pick up knowledge from, the expertise from, that can take you from where you are now to where you want to be. So look, that's my five things around sales is like golf. As I said to you, there are five things. The technique is critical. You've got to be able to focus on practice. You've got to have some perseverance. You've got to be bold at the right time. And you've then got to be able to make sure if you can't get the results you want, or if you want to get to where you want to get to quicker, hire an expert, bring some expertise in so that you can learn and build that learner knowledge. And if you even can't hire someone in, commit time to learning, commit time to listening and applying that learning so you can get to where you want to get to. And that is why sales is so much like golf, or golf is so much like sales. There's many other reasons why it's similar. I'm not going to bore you with that podcast, will go on forever and ever. But the reality is those are five of the key ones. And as I said to you, if you're not a golfer, but you think tennis, I could replace the word tennis. I could replace the word snooker. I could replace the word football, rugby, music, performing arts, whatever. They're all related to the same things. You've got to be able to have great technique and know what to do. You've got to be able to practice. You've got to be able to persevere. You've got to be able to be bold at times, and you've got to be able to learn from experts and others in the past. So look, those are my points on the on why the sales is like golf. But I always finish the podcast, as you always know, with an inspirational story. By the way, this is a plea for you from me. If you're listening to this podcast and you love the inspirational stories at the end, please do like me. Let me know. Let me know in the comments what you think. Please let me know of inspirational stories that I've not shared. You know, me and my team are always on the lookout for inspirational stories, and it's hard to find them. Sometimes we have to search forever to find them. So if you know one that I've not shared, please reach out to me, share me that story, share me the person. I'd love to include it in the podcast. But today we're going to talk about a lady called Deborah Dixon, and she so sadly lost her only son. And her son was 23 when he died, and so sadly that 12 young people die every week in the UK from an undetected heart defect. And Deborah had lost his son, and she vowed to do everything in her power to stop the same thing happening. And she has raised nearly over £500,000 to help younger people have heart screening, because her son never had that support. And never had that, and so sadly lost their life at such a young age. And, you know, she's now raised enough for 5,371 people to be screened. And out of that list of 5,371, 168 had potentially some heart problems, some potentially fatal problems. So if you could argue that Deborah Dixon has saved nearly 168 people's lives, who wouldn't have thought everything was wrong with their heart, young people, but by having this screening, because she raised the money, she was in a position where she was able to give young people a chance of tomorrow. So I think that's an incredible story. Deborah Dixon, incredible lady, inspirational story. I'm going to try and get some of these people on my podcast, actually. I've got a podcast coming up soon with Matt Garman, who is a good friend of mine, someone I know who rode the Atlantic, and I'm going to share Matt's story with you. I've shared Gary McKee's story in a previous podcast. I'm going to try and bring other people on to share their inspirational stories, because there's nothing better than hearing it direct. But if you're Deborah Dixon, you think, wow, she lost her only son, and yet she was able to raise that money so 168 people could spot their fatal heart, but those heart problems before it became fatal, then that to me is an inspirational story that Deborah's doing it. You can achieve anything you want to as well. So I hope that's given you some inspiration to be whatever you want to be and to achieve what you want to. Don't let anything get in your way. Nothing can stop you. It's yours for the taking. And if you do the things that we've talked about and apply yourself in the right way, then whatever you want can come true. So thank you so much again for listening. I really appreciate it. As ever, if you like the podcast, please tell others about it. Please leave us a comment, leave us a review, subscribe, download. Make sure you get the copy of the podcast every week. But until next week, I'll see you soon. Take care.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed. If you have, please subscribe to the podcast. It helps us ensure more people can get the insights and ideas they need to get incredible sales results. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode.